Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's Tyreek. Yo, Rich, we got another one, man. Let's go.
When you talk nightlife, we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my step. And I show it, catch me with the baddest bitches chillin' for the moment. And they never give me distance, me they wanna go in. It's zone and I know this, I'm in the club zoning. She back it all hard on me, damn, like we boning. She bringin' out a part on me, damn, I can't control it. And we get it in all night till the early morning. Some sippin' rosé, some just patronin'. Some sippin' gin and OJ, yellin' out, oh hey, okay, all day. No work, no play, yeah, I think you steamin' on me. Popping like that body about to break. I'm like, oh man, she wake the dead, I better wait. Wait, make it shake like the earth when it quake. You know it's all love, get it in the club. When you talk night like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down, just follow my step. Follow my step, follow my step. Yeah, get it real cool, follow my step. Follow my step, follow my step. Get it up, put it down, follow my step. Follow my steps like a Simon Says game. I don't use auto-tune, but you feel T-Pain. Tyreek and this motherfucker bouncing off the walls. Make the club pop, get it crowded like the mall. Drop, take a little breather. Let the liquor ease ya, shake it like a seizure. Do it so good that your man wanna leave ya. Keep it all hood when it's over, catch amnesia. I notice you a diva, got your own like Beyonce. Don't need Joe to see it swinging like Devontae. I like them white red bone or chocolate. Last scene, I'm coming so hot. I see you, girl, shining like a star. Last call for the alcohol at the bar. Keep doing it the best, to the left, and it feels so right. Just follow my step. When you talk night like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my step. Follow my step. Follow my step. Yeah, get it real cool. Follow my step. Follow my step. Follow my step. Get it up, put it down. Follow my steps, just move with me, just move with me. Get the thing in line, better move swiftly. If you running out of time, just groove with me. The boys say you're on the grind. Got goons with me, now roll with me, now roll with me. Shorty looking so fine, you'll be holding me. I put that arm around her neck, where it's supposed to be. Baby girl, unwind, come close to me. I do a little two-step, not too crazy. Bronx in the house, chicks when I have my baby. They blame it on the liquor, shorty pulling down a zipper. Once the after party's over, shampoo treatment, head, shoulders. Once the night is finished, we doing it to death. And you would be too if you follow my step.
When you talk night like we got the bottles on deck. When it's time to take flight, yeah, the models gon' step. I make you feel real high, like we riding on jets. But for now, I put it down. Just follow my step. Follow my step. Follow my step. Yeah, get it real cool. Follow my step. Follow my step. Follow my step. Get it up, put it down. Follow my step.
Y'all know who it is, man. Just follow my steps. I'm in the lead. Let's go. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT. What's good, Tri-State? Today is Saturday, and it is Simple Saturday. First, I want to give a shout-out to the Lord. Thank you for all your blessings. I want to also give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. Also give a shout-out to Diamond Cuts Barbershop. And also got to big up $8 Deli. Man, today has been a good day. All the whole week has been good. And on today's show, we're talking about moving on, a.k.a. out of the hood, or something like to say, to the next level. So we're going to get into that today. Also, we got some hot new music from your Jersey's finest, your boy Chief in the Fast Lane. It's a hot banger. I'm going to be playing that in a few. And we're also going to get into some hot tips on how to keep your health in order. It's important for you guys out there to take care of your body and to take care of your health, and especially for the mothers, too. I know we do a lot, but you got to take some time out, Diva, to just do something for you. Get on that treadmill, or even if it start with eating healthy. But we're going to get into that today. And not least, we're going to get into the hot mess news, because, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of the show. But talking about moving on, I wanted to share some of my experience and some of the things that I'm going through, because I will be moving on in a couple of weeks. I'm going to make that move to Seattle, Washington, out of the hood. So for all those who know, I've been telling my family, my people's been calling me up like, why you going to move? Why you going to move? It's all about moving for me. It's all about taking that next step. It's not granted for you to be in one place for a long time. You know, you want to take some time out to think, all right, I accomplished this, and I came here and got what I was looking for, and now what's the next level? Sometimes it may take for you to have to move to a different state or move to a different location. You're not going to stay there. Because the more better you get with yourself, the more you, all that time and that hard work you put in, you're going to definitely want to come out that box and move to the next level. Or should I say in the fast lane? But speaking of fast lane, I want to get into this movie, because you know it's all about Jersey's finest no matter where I'm going, baby. So let's get into this right now. This is your boy Chief, and this is the fast lane.
Better learn the mission, turn and be lost forever. The fast lane. plane. 100 miles, we better do the blurs to see the signs, all the words, and let it stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds, you better learn. The mission turn and be lost forever.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Diva Spy ENT. Well, that's definitely a hot track right there, living life in the fast lane. And the author brother also said you can be gone in 60 seconds or better. And in today's show, we're talking about moving on, because it is true. You can be gone in 60 seconds or better. You know, you got to think about this. And I want to talk about moving on because I had got an email like a few days ago, maybe early in the week, and it was a young lady. She was expressing a situation that happened to her, and I wanted to share this with y'all. So she moved in with her boyfriend. You know, they had their up and downs in their relationship. Remind you, she's fairly young, and she don't have no kids, but she ended up moving in with this guy friend. And, you know, everything was cool, and then one morning she woke up, and three of his friends were standing over her, you know, with their hands in their pants. So, you know, at first I was kind of confused with the story. I'm like, okay, so what did she do after that? So she said, you know, that she got up or whatever, and she blacked, and they left out the room laughing. And her boyfriend was in the living room the whole time that this was happening. And she confronted her boyfriend, was like, why would you let them in the room or whatever the case may be? And his response to her is, I wasn't going to let them do nothing to you. You know, in that situation, that's definitely a move-on situation. And not possibly, you know, that can be a charge trumped against them. That was dumb to even put yourself in that situation of playing a joke. That's not funny. Even though nothing ever happened, didn't happen to her, but at the same token, she was saying that she had problems previous with him before this, you know, why wouldn't you leave anyway? Why would you move in with somebody like that? And that's another part of passing on, you know, being in love or being in a relationship with somebody that can hold you from moving on to the next level, from holding on to you working to your full potential. So you got to think about that. I know plenty of situations where, you know, the male or the female could have moved on or, you know, went to a higher position in their job or moved on something in their career education, but they didn't. They put it on pause for the person that they love, and it ended up being their downfall. And we see that so much nowadays. But the question I'm posting is, you know, when you get to that point in life, how many of y'all really going to make that decision and say, you know what, I got to leave this person behind and make it better? Call in at 347-850-1521. I want to know what y'all thinking. Well, moving on, you know, how hard is it to say, look, emotional ties, meaning it either got to be just a mate. It can be your children or a job, and you know that you'll be better off moving on to the next thing, but you stay. Yeah, but you definitely stay there. For what reason would you do so? Also, another thing we're moving on is moving on spiritually. People, we got to start moving on spiritually and start holding on to this baggage and let a lot of the stuff that we've been holding on, let that go and move on. Move on with your career. Move on with your education. Otherwise, you're not going to get nowhere. But you can't do none of that unless you go ahead and move on spiritually. You got to make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to get honest with myself. I'm going to get honest. Getting honest with yourself, you can do this in a lot of ways. You can go and get honest with your family, or you can pray with your God, or you can write it down. I think a good step first is to write down. Write it down. Get you a journal. It don't matter. Whatever it is, get it and really get honest to yourself about your life. Then from there, you'll be able to have the strength and say, you know what, I know what it is now. I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to set a goal, and I'm going to make it happen. Because a lot of us, you know, we have a good start but a poor finish. You got to really get in tune with yourself and say, you know, this is what it is, and I'm going to be consistent every day with it, whether it's stop smoking weed or stop smoking cigarettes or stop drinking. You got to be able to, when you're not using drugs or whatever, to deal with them feelings.
A lot of people use drugs and they drink and they smoke, even down cigarettes. Even, it don't even matter. Habit is habit. They can be eating or shopping. You're trying to hide those emotions. You're trying to run from that. If you're depressed, most likely you're going to get something to drink or to smoke. You got to have it. All right? Diva Mary K telling you right now, you got to have it. You know, if you can't deal with life-on-life terms without drinking something or smoking something, it ain't going to get no better. But once you deal with those emotions, go through them, because they're only feelings. They're going to be feelings at the end of the day. But once you get them, you go through them, and you conquer them, you'll be better off. You just got to keep moving. And that's what I'm learning within myself. You know, I deal with a lot of emotions within myself, and I deal with a lot of honesty, and now I'm better off. Now I'm ready to move on with no fear. With no fear. Fear is what holds us back from being successful. We got to stop that. Because not me personally, a no to me only means it's another way. People tell me no all the time, but no to me means it's another way. And I'd rather get 1,000 no's to get that million yes, because it's out there, and you got to go get it. And that's why you're diva on the spot here. I'm having a good day. After I do this show, I'm going right down the street. They just built a new park right here on West Runyon and Ridgewood. They just built a new park for the kids. The kids out there playing is beautiful. Get out there and network with your community. Live your life. Don't stay shut up in these houses. Because not for nothing, if you're not outside, you ain't going to know what's going on. Think about it, people. It's Shadiva calling 347-850-1521. I'm going to get into some more music. And you know what I'm feeling right now? I'm feeling some Erykah Badu. I'm really looking for a window seat right now. And then after we get into some Erykah Badu, we're going to get into some Mary, because you know we got to have Mary on board. She's the best. That's my boo. Shout out to Mary. Mary, that's another person talking about moving on. Like moving on. If you look at all the Mary albums, to her first one until now, you can see the growth. The growth and the potential, and that's what it's about. So being that I can't find, I know Erykah Badu. There she go. Window seat. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, y'all. What's good?
bothering you, my bro.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned into Diva Spot ENT. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Oh, my God, it is so much of a pleasure to just listen to Mary. That's a powerful woman. And for all you brothers that heard that song, y'all definitely need to listen to it like two or three problems, because 90% of the women in the world, it's going through that or maybe facing it. But today's topic, we're talking about moving on. And that's I'm glad I played that song, because that right there helped a lot of people understand, and a lot of women understand, like, you know, a lot of times we put the father position on our mate and on our man. You know, we forget that that's our man and it's not our father. He can't do the things or make up for the lost time that you have with your father. But Mary broke it down and said that I need the father in you. Because it was obvious nobody taught my father how to be one. And sometimes I think that's where that whole daddy phrase comes from. Because at first I thought it was weird for a woman to call her man daddy. Like, what's that all about? Until I went through the whole experience. But big ups to Mary, because she always doing it big and she never, ever surprises me. But now we're going to get into Hot Mess News. Y'all know what time it is. Hot Mess News is when some things come out through the week and people do that I just have to shine light on. Like today, downtown Newark, Brick City, waiting on the bus to get on the 13. And there is, first of all, Newark is grind city, period. You know where you at, and that's why I love it. So I'm downtown waiting on the bus, and a brother was out there, and he was saying, ultrasound for cell, ultrasound for cell, ladies, hear your baby heartbeat. Now, he downtown with an ultrasound machine from, like, 1998, and he got both pieces, and he's down there on Broad and Market talking about ultrasound for cell, ultrasound, ladies, hear your baby heartbeat. Like, a pregnant woman is going to stop and say, oh, let me go in and get this ultrasound machine from 1998, and this is what I need. When not for nothing, our insurance cover all that. But that's definitely Hot Mess News. And when he said it, I had to look again. Like, nah, he not selling the ultrasound machine, but yes, he was, and that was some hot mess. So hot mess to the dude downtown selling the ultrasound machine from 1998. Please get your ass off of that corner. Now, who's next? Oh, this is a report that Funkmaster Flex was tweeting, and I had to bring it up. It says FBI reports car thefts are at an all-time low, but so are recoveries. So let me get into this story. It says the Federal Bureau of Investigations report that car thefts in 2009 were at their lowest level in 20 years. Last year, a total of 7,946 car vehicles were stolen from their owners, and only 17% dropped compared to 2008. Without a doubt, these numbers are good news for car owners across the country, but the FBI reports it isn't all roses and sunshine because they haven't been returned. Now, the government agency also says that with theft numbers are down, so are the numbers of vehicles recovered after they were stolen. So, prime example, my sister's car was stolen about 4 or 5 months ago. My sister's car was stolen off of 9th, and I think that's 12th. And I think they got it off of 13th and 7th. All right, she got her car back on her own because her and her child's father just happened to be walking and see the car parked in front of somebody's house. Then, like 2 or 3 weeks later,
Their car got sold off with Clinton and Grove. And this time it was total. Now, she did have a Maxima, and, you know, our family and friends tell us, like, yeah, that's the stolen car thieves want to steal or whatever the case may be. But even though it slowed down from them stealing cars, it didn't do nothing about the fact that nobody can recover the car. I mean, what was the point of the FBI putting this down? Oh, it's an all-time low in 20 years. All right, a lot of people ain't stealing the cars because most likely a lot of these cars don't work. But, hey, that's hot mess news, and I had to bring that up. Funkmaster Flex, thank you for that. And it also says, hold on, there's more to this one. It says, last year, authorities were able to return just 42% of all stolen vehicles. These numbers make up a 25% decline compared to 2008. The reason law enforcement says that thieves are getting smarter at all times and the most active vehicle thefts are perpetrated by professionals who are skilled in their trade. Experts recommend following the usual tricks to make sure you are not a victim, including locking your vehicle, keeping vulnerables out of sight, and parking in a well-lit area to make sure your vehicle doesn't wind up on the short list of stolen in 2010. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. That whole stolen car thief, I would say for all you stolen car thieves, just give up. God, is it really worth it? Like, y'all ain't even making no money off of this no more. You just stealing cars, breaking in people's stuff, and stealing these valuables or whatever that they have in there and taking them back and trying to sell it to the next fool. People steal anything. I know people that stole baseball cards. So they steal your change. Still baseball cards, and it really ain't about nothing. He just take it to be taken in. He took a baby car seat. Where you going with a baby car seat? Hey, that's never here or there. But to all you stolen car thieves all in Tri-City area and Brick City, y'all whack. Even Mary Kay said, y'all niggas is whack because that's foul. And you stealing cars with a car seat in and knowing that most likely it's a woman that or man that need to be taking their kids to school. And you still in the car to drive around Essex County. That's smart. That's just really, 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 really smart. But back to Jersey Finest, because even though the stolen car thieves do what they do, we still got Jersey Finest all over the place. And another Jersey Finest we got here is the boy Hit Mob. The boy Hit Mob is hot, and they got hot music coming out of everywhere. And they also tell me to go ahead and hate on me. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the music right now. This your boy Hit Mob, and we're going to play their song, Hate On Me. Let's go.
DJ 007. Clips of them clear bottles, green top fiends lock eyes like they hit the lotto. One hit, that's the shit that they be back here tomorrow. This your main note. Still in the same boat, still with the same folks. Five when I fly. Okay, sucker, I can see it in his eyes. Off this motherfucker plan, that nigga can't die. Yeah, I'm all about my paper, so I stay up on my grind. All these hating motherfuckers worrying about mine. More money, more problems, yeah, they wasn't even lying. More guns, more bullets, so don't even fucking try. Sippin' the shine, little homie, never let your head get bigger than your rhyme. So I told him I'ma be a soldier till the day I die. And you know that I'ma ride. You could put that on my life, you could put that on my life. Now I don't know what is it, and why they wanna hate on me. I handle my own business, but they don't wanna let me be. They don't wanna see me ball, they just wanna see me fall, laying dead in these streets. But I ain't going nowhere, so go ahead and hate on me.
Up in the hood, I'm with low snot nose. Never thought I'd be hustling on the block, slinging drawing in the hood. I see plenty of things I ain't never seen before. I just laugh, seen the skags writing over bags of dope. When it's time to re-up in my caprice on them pretty spokes, I just do it by the code. I ain't trying to get caught. Kids in the corner, sipping cold, the water's and dirt and all. Piecing them up as soon as they all screaming.
in zip mode. Man, the bricks seem bundles of bricks. My baby mother strips. My daddy almost get murdered right in front of the key. Yeah, I done been through so many things. I could shoot a whole clip. Hoes, nigga, don't know us. No, sir, you pussy. You don't see it in your face. AK, you put your heavy face in my dinner plate. Okay, you make it rain. We bring tsunamis to drain. Hit a hook sound nice. Imagine how the pump sings. Motherfucker, come on. Now, I don't know what is it. Why they wanna hate on me? I handle my own business, but they don't wanna let me be. They don't wanna see me ball, they just wanna see me fall, laying dead in these streets. But I ain't going nowhere, so go ahead and hate on me. My nigga, we don't play around here. Yes, we get it in every day around here. Don't come around if you don't stay around here. Mess around if you last day around here. No, my nigga, we don't play around here. See me fall, laying dead in these streets, but I ain't going nowhere.
Mad fly. They say I'm a minute. Put your face paint. They say you're not a a minute just to picture they pain. They say a lot about me, let me tell you what I am.
Hey, hello, hey.
Let me tell you what I am. We ain't thugs for the sake of being thugs. Nobody do that when we grew at niggas thugs. The poverty line, we not above, so I'll come to mask the gloves. We ain't feeling the love. We ain't doing crime for the sake of doing crime. We moving down cause we ain't doing fine. One out of three of us is locked up doing time. You know what the type of shit can do to a nigga mind. My mind on my money, money on my mind. If you owe me $10, you ain't giving me nine. You only give me 40 acres in the mule. So I got my clock 40. God's in the speaker for me. Somebody hit him the word and tell him I don't approve. Tell him I remove the curses. If you tell me our school's gonna be perfect. When Genesis don't exist, tell him that's when I stop playing your bitch. Bitch,
say hello
to the bad guy. They say I'm a bad guy. I come from the bottom, but now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute now. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am. But now I'm mad fly. They say I'm a minute left to picture they pain. They say a lot about me. Let me tell you what I am.
Hello, hey, hello,
what's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in to Diva Spot ENT. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Today, we were talking about moving on, and I love this topic because it's always refreshing. It always reminds us that, you know, we work hard to get what we got, and we move on to the next level, and that's what it's about. So now that we done moved on, what you do next? Like, what's next? You ever got to a point in your life where you like, I'm on now, and I don't, not that you don't need the person help or need the people help that hated against you, like, I'm on now, I don't need your money. You know, back in the day you tried to play me, but I'm on now. I did what I got to do now. And that's what's up, and I'm glad that I said that because my boy Bowser out of Brick City, he got this song called I'm On. I'm going to play that for y'all too, but it's so hot. And when I heard it, I'm like, yo, this is fire. Those who know me that know that I love music, it don't matter. It can be rap, hip-hop, gospel, reggae, underground, alternative, rock. I love all types of music because, you know, we all know that music is motivation. But I want to get into a song too. But before I do that, I want to talk, we're going to talk about health. Right now we're going to talk about health and a couple of tips for our families and the communities to start help eating healthy and living more healthier because that's another part of moving on. When you move to another step in your life, you want to start doing what you have to do, working and going to school to start taking care of you better. So, okay, you done took care of you better in your living situation. You done took care of you better in your finances. You done took care of you better in, you know, your education-wise. You took care of you better in your spiritual with the God of your understanding. Now it's time to take care of you better in your eating, in your body, because you want to live long to enjoy this. So here go a couple of tips. The first thing that we can start to do is, number one, start to eat healthy. I know a lot of people are like, well, where do I start to eat healthy? Some of us don't cook in the house, and most likely, you know, the woman is cooking in the house, or even some the man is cooking in the house, but whoever is the main cook in the house, this is a tip for you. You can start grilling food. Everybody got a Foreman grill in their house. I don't care if it's a small one, the family size one, the little one, the grill size, it don't matter what it is. When you go to the grocery store and it's coming, invest in some chicken, fish, ground turkey, and turkey breast. Take the beef out for a minute. I know y'all love y'all beef. I know y'all love y'all spaghetti, y'all steaks, y'all sloppy joes, or whatever they have. Take the beef out for a minute. Take the beef out for 30 days. I'm telling you, you're going to see a big difference in your energy level. And also, even with your sleeping, like, you're going to feel a lot more better. So take the beef out, do the fish, turkey, and chicken, however you want to do it. And if you need some tips,
You can go to www.foodpyramid.com, and it give you all the proteins according to, you know, the pyramid to show us how to eat healthy, what meats to intake, you know, what vegetables, what fruit, what oils, what grains that you need to include into a healthy diet so your family can stay healthy. Now that we started to eat healthy, we want to try to change some habits. And it ain't going to happen overnight, so we're going to try to change some habits. If you smoke a pack of cigarettes a week, or if you smoke more than 5 to 10 blunts a week, cut that in half. I'm just keeping it real. I know y'all like, Ev, I'm on the air. If you smoke at least a pack of cigarettes a week or 5 to 10 blunts a week, try starting next week because Monday is always a great day. Monday starts off the week. Cut that in half. Do that for a month and see where you at, because most likely before the month is out, one of the two is going to be obsolete. So now that we can start eating, we check in habits. Now we're going to get into exercising. At JFK, Monday through Friday, there's, for women, and then there's an aerobic class from 9 to 10 for an hour. The trainer there is wonderful. They even got evening classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I think it's from 6 to 9. But you can go to www.jfk, Newark JFK. Matter of fact, go to Google and put in JFK Recreational Center, and it'll pull up the information that you need for those aerobic classes. But take that hour out. I'm telling you, you get in there, you're eating right, you're checking them old habits, and you're getting your exercise on for that hour. It's only recommended that you work out for an hour. If you work out for an hour 30 days, for 30 days, you will see the difference. And not for nothing, you're going to see the difference in your house because your family going to start eating different. The body language, and all of us, start eating at these tables. Everybody stop going in a room. We all got to come together as a family. The table is the conversation piece, and we want to be teaching our kids that this is the conversation piece, and that's where, not even just for the kids, for the parents too, because a lot of happiness and joy come out when we all together and we eating together. Even when the food real good, you know, even when the food real good, and we all quiet, but that dinner table is that conversation piece, so we definitely want to keep that in. So getting back to what we're talking about, moving on with life, we're at the top of the show, we've been talking about moving on, and now we're talking about moving on with your health. So the first thing you want to do, you want to start eating healthy, then you want to start checking those habits on smoking habits. After you check on smoking habits, you want to get some exercise in, and in the midst of all that, we want to bring our families back to these tables, because it's a social piece. You know, it's important to move on. Y'all let me know what y'all think about moving on to the next step in your life is, whether it's, you know, with your education, with your job, what y'all feel is. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get into this music here. Now that we done got all our mind right, we feel like we on. And this is another Jersey Finest right here. This is a banger right here. And it's your boy Bowser.
What up? What's good? It's your motherfucking boy Bowser, man. We here. Ha ha. Shit.
When I was broke, you used to hate on me. Now I'm old, I don't need your money. Homie, I'm a B.I. Homie, I'm a B.I.
Ha ha.
Back in the day, Shawty wouldn't give me pay. Now it's hard for me to keep Shawty away. But Shawty, I'm a
I spot a hater, all black whip, I call it Dark Vader, two guns on my hip, home in black like a raider, as long as it's hit on the nose of a gator, shit, fuck Pookie, my bitch call me Nookie, cause when I come through, you know I got that new key, white fan of my nigga, we call it Spooky, new jack in my city, hey, hood is a Pookie. I'm fire like the charcoal on the grill. Shit. Nigga, I'm hurtful like Harpo getting still. Nigga, I'll murk you, put your body in the field. Mercy, Alonzo, and Shorty on the pill.
When I was broke, is a joke. People used to hate on me. Now I'm old, I don't need your money. Shit. Homie, I'm a B.I.
Back
in the day, Shawty wouldn't give me pay.
I'm B.I., nigga.
be good, man. Fuck with your boy.
No return. Y'all better know it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You know I had to play the Ghetto Boys Point and No Return because when you get to that point, it's over. That's my joint right there. I wow that big up the Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and make it that Point and No Return. Yo, that's one of the hardest records. Like back in the day, like I don't even know what to compare to that song right there and that ever right there. But that's one of the hot. That's a hot throwback right there. Y'all know I had to give y'all a throwback. But right now, we getting to the bottom of the show. And before I get out of here, I got to give my shout out to my girl, Nathel. I love you, baby. You my heart. You my one. We've been together. We've been through so much together. You just been a real diva through it all. So I got to pay homage to you right now because no matter what we go through, no matter what we whatever you go through, we like a cat. We land on our feet. And she's definitely a conqueror. She's more than a conqueror. Being a mother and taking care of her business out here, she still stay on her grind. So big up to you, and big up to all the mothers and the sisters that still grinding, no matter where you at, no matter what hood you in, no matter where you at, you still doing your thing, going to school, taking care of your kids. Y'all deserve it. I also want to give a shout-out to Diamond Cuts Barbershop. my homeboy Farrakhan over there, they doing it big as well. Go through, holler at them, because they got you. You go in there, you get cleaned up real good, get your stuff right, so you know you won't be out here looking like a scallywag. We can't have that. I also want to give a shout out to Future Guru 100. Guru 100 on his game at all times. He actually, right now, Future Guru 100 is over there with ME2K and Less Radio Online. Big up to ME2K and Less Radio. They're doing it big over there. Emma Show coming on tonight. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/ME2K. It's going to be on at 8. And they also be having hot artists and hot topics that they be getting in with. But being out in the bottle show, I see somebody call in. Let me open up the line right here. What's going on? Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Farrakhan from Diamond Cut.
What's going on, Farrakhan? How you doing, baby?
Nah, I'm just chilling. I just called you. I apologize, yo. I missed the show today. I'm just tuning in right now, but, you know, that was my bag. I'm over here at work doing what I do. And I missed you.
Well, go ahead. Well, that's what's up. That's fine. Give a shout-out to be at the end of the hour. Let us know where the barbershop's at. You know, big it up right now before we get out of here.
Well, once again, you know, it's Farrakhan down here in the Brick City and Diamond Cut doing what I do. I just want to give a shout-out to Miss Diva over here doing what she do. It's all good. I love you, Diamond.
I love you, too. Where the shop located at?
14th Avenue, 19th Street, North Missouri. Right on the corner, South 19th Street, 14th Avenue.
Farrakhan, I got something for you, baby. I just played a hot banger before we got out of here. I'm about to play it right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You already know. Let's go.
GB.
Ready?